This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster, my podcast.
And this is Trunembra.
There's a monster in my podcast.
And this is the good one, I think, for this Fortnite.
Yeah, this is very good. So this is Outer God. Very, very powerful. Big in league with Azathoth. Trunembra does not have a physical form. Trunembra exists only as a disembodied sound.
Yeah, this is he is the music of Erikzan.
Yes,
or they mm-hmm. are. Yeah. So a disembodied sound, that's real cool.
Mm-hmm.
and he gives you inspiration. Until eventually you have to go hang out in the court of Azathoth.
Yeah. Sometimes he'll take your body. Most of the time he just yanks your soul out. Yep. You know, takes you up there and you join the you join in the cacophony.
Yep. And I love that he takes your soul out and you continue to play music. So you create like a music box, basically.
Yeah.
But as a man.
You know, well, it's just a lifeless body that goes through the motions of playing music, which is a real cool thing for your buddies to walk in on.
Yeah. One of the things I was thinking about with the Court of Azathoth.
Yeah.
When I was thinking about this is that we have those mad piping and dancers and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And when I think of dancers, it is impossible for me to think of dancing as anything other than rhythmic.
Yes.
But then I was like, how fucking silly is it that my assumption was Azathoth like rocks 4/4? You know? Like, it's not like, you know, it's not the Baltoid's pause music in Azathoth's court, you know?
Right.
Like, you know, it's gonna be all over the place. Like, it's gonna be like queasy and just like absolutely random and stuff. Uh-huh. And it made that whole thing, which something of the mythos I always thought was pretty silly, you know, actually seem a little scary to me, because it's not people dancing. Like, they use words like dance and cavort.
Yeah.
But from the outside, if you don't know the rhythm, it would just look like, you know, Jacob's ladder, like shaking and gyrating and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, a lot of strange motions and such.
Like the Black Star video.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah, that is pretty upsetting. Because, like, yeah, it's pretty goofy that Azathoth just, like, is constantly presiding over a rave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's like a dark rave. You know?
Most raves are dark, Gary. I mean, except for the laser rave. Lights and stuff. Yeah.
Glow sticks, dude. It's a dread rave.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So this guy is very cool. He gives you songs and stuff. He moves at the speed of sound.
Of course.
Which I love. And he's immune to a bunch of shit because he's a sound.
Yeah, like you can't touch him. Like, you can maybe affect his power or his intelligence, but yeah, like he's not corporeal.
And the only way you can fight him off is if you're a musician, you can do it with the right chords.
Mm-hmm.
Sing or play the correct chords. What does that mean?
I don't know.
Like, I don't know, like D minor?
Yeah, it goes like this, the fourth, the fifth. You got the minor fall, the major lift.
Yeah, how do you get him out?
Yeah.
You know, is it that easy or is it that hard?
That's
hooky as hell, dude.
Yeah.
Like finding, you know, some musician stumbles upon like the chord.
Right.
That is like the audio equivalent of the elder sign.
Uh-huh.
The elder sine wave.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.